The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, maybe how they got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, hopefully enjoying some success today. We'll also talk about business plans, copyright, patterns, and financing, and things of that sort relating to small business. And I'm Mark the Spark, your host with a face for radio. And my co-host Pamela is here in the studio today, the misplaced Hawaiian. Would you like to say hello, Pamela?
Aloha, good morning.
Thank you, thank you. And Pamela will have some few questions for us later on for our guest. We are on KCBQ with The Answer San Diego, and we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. And we can be found on all major podcasts such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and you can always go to KCBQ The Answer and search I Can Help. You can find us at 1170 AM on your dial, and we're reaching down to TJ, and 96.1 in the North County, reaching all the way up to Long Beach. And every show, we give a shout-out to Orange County, because San Diego loves Orange County. And today, the shout-out goes to San Clemente, one of my favorite little towns. I always call it a sleepy little town. I'd love to retire there. So shout out goes to San Clemente. And I'd like to remind you that the I Can Help show now comes to you on Saturday mornings from 10:30 a.m. to 11. Pamela and myself are very happy with that. We were doing Saturday nights for a while now, and now we've been bumped up to Saturday morning. So I hope you will tune in every Saturday morning to the I Can Help show and hear a small business entrepreneurial story. Today in the studio, we have with us Duff's Dogs. And Duffy is here with us. Would you like to say hello, Duffy?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. So glad you're in the studio, and I'll bring you on in just a quick second. I would like to mention that Hydrolite is one of our sponsors, and it comes in a packet. It's powder. You just simply rip it open, pour it in a glass of water, and stir and drink it. Hydrolite will boost the immune system, and it hydrates better than water. Also, a seasonal sponsor is J-Dog Junk Removal, and they also do big stuff. I know I've seen some of their ads on the demolition. They haul away things, and I said to Pamela last week, my refrigerator was going on the blink, and it was making noise. And I said, how will I ever get this big thing out of here? So check out J-Dog Junk Removal. You can find them on my website, 3wsandadot.markthespark.org. And you can click onto their logo, and there will be a drop of information. So in the studio is Duffy with Duff's Dogs, and we're going to bring him on now, and he's going to talk about his business. Pamela and myself have a few questions also to ask him. So first of all, Duffy, I'd like to say welcome. Welcome to the studio. I'm glad you're here today. And I'd like to ask you first, how did you get started in your business?
That's a good story.
Yes, well, it's always the first question that most people ask is, how did you get started in this business? Now, I know you did a lot of years in the military, and I certainly want to thank you for your
thank you.
Service.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So how did you kind of just get started in the business? And you could briefly tell me.
It started probably about 15 years ago. I started writing it down. I was in college. I had to do a business plan, and it couldn't be a .com. So I wrote down something about a hot dog cart. New Orleans has hot dog carts there. I go there a lot when I was in, because I'm from the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
It's called Lucky Dogs, and they're hot dog carts on the streets of Bourbon Street. So I wrote did my business plan on that, and then I started writing down the idea of Dust Dogs. And then at the same time that happened, I got recalled back into the military and went straight into 2003 into Iraq.
Oh, wow.
So being in the military, being a corpsman and stuff, we always carry these little green books. And you write, it's like a diary, but you always write down information in it. So I just started writing in it, Dust Dogs, and what was I going to do if I made it home alive or got back? So you just keep dropping down the book. You got nothing else to do in the middle of the desert, you know. So
yes.
You're sitting there writing down stuff. So it just kept on sticking. And sticking, and then I come home for a little bit, my family and stuff, and I get recalled. I go back, same thing, couple more times. You get back, and I just kept the book, and you always flip through it and looking at stuff and names, people, and places and stuff you've done, and you just keep on writing it down. And eventually, on my last time before I was going to retire in the military, I said I was going to open a hot dog stand in San Diego. So I brought my dad in from North Carolina, and we live in Carmel Mountain. My daughter was going to Rancho Bernardo High School, so we always passed Home Depot, and there was a kiosk there. And I said, that'd be a great spot to try a hot dog shop.
Absolutely.
What we did is my dad did it, and when I was in Afghanistan on my last tour, he was doing all the paperwork, and we were talking to each other and got that stuff. So when I got back here for a while, before I officially got out of the military, we just started doing all the steps to open up a store because it doesn't happen overnight. You know, if you got a plan or something, it takes up to 6 months to a year before you can actually open, because between, you know, business plan, the health department,
all the permits.
Ideas, all the permits, the menu, supplies, how you going to do this? You just can't go to a grocery store and buy stuff to put into a place and sell. It doesn't work that way. So it took a while. And then next thing you know, we got up and going. And for a year or so, I thought I was crazy because you're not a franchise.
No.
So, and you don't know what you're doing because there's no book, a manual there going, this is how you sell hot dogs. This is how you do stuff. So everything was learned hard knocks. So you learned it, you failed, you fixed it, you redid it again. I mean, our menu started off with 5 hot dogs. Now we have like 25 different combinations of hot dogs.
Wow.
We have 4 lobster. We have New England lobster roll in. So we bring lobster in from New England. So we have 4 different types of lobster rolls.
Wonderful.
And then we did grilled cheese sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, you were trying to figure out whatever you can do to get people in because you're trying to keep your business alive. I was even cooking pulled pork sandwiches and sliders and putting it on top of a hot dog. So it's like every hot dog at our place, it's just like every year we come up with a new hot dog, or the kids that work for my family, and pretty much they are my family. So you sit there and you try different things. You get bored. You had plenty of time. You got all these condiments and you're mixing stuff. And you ask customers, what do you think? And next thing you know, if it gets put on the menu, it usually stays. So,
excellent.
So we've been 10 years of, you know, knock on wood, being around for another 10 years.
So 10 years is how long?
10 years, September the 13th of 2022 is we've been there for 10 years.
Wow. I take my hat off to you. And that's going through COVID and, well, on and on. Most people don't really realize all the complications with small business until you get into it. You know, like you said, Duff, there's no really book that tells you, no manual that says. And as far as I know, I don't even think they teach business in high school. I don't think so. But it's hard. Many times you have to go through the school of hard knocks. That is the story of my life, by the way. Crash and burn and learn the hard way. And that's how actually I got to do this show, was that to help people that they don't have to go through all the troubles and trials and tribulations that a lot of people have to. I'd like to know if you could just tell us a little bit about the different hot dogs that you had. You mentioned all the toppings. First of all, I know the quality of your hot dog is top notch.
Yeah, you and Pam there this past weekend, I know.
Mm-hmm.
He almost ate me out of shop. Almost had to go get a new hot dog. More in the cases of hot dogs. You guys are eating so much.
In one setting, I had 2 hot dogs and 1 lobster roll and a drink.
Basically, what we try to do something a little bit different is the idea of opening up at a hot dog shop, you understand I have Costco across the street from me, mm-hmm. and Costco has the best deal in town when it comes to a hot dog. Back in the day, is you can get a hot dog for $1.50 and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So you're competing against somebody who's got a very low price margin stuff. So my daughter was very picky about what she ate, and or a hot dog could upset her stomach and stuff like that, a lot of hot dogs. So we tried a bunch of different hot dogs, like brand names, and we wanted to get something where you just couldn't go to Ralph's or Vaughn's or somewhere to pick up a hot dog and take it home to make it. So we came up, we tried Vienna Beef. Mm-hmm. Vienna Beef is based out of Chicago, so what their name famous for is a Chicago-style hot dog, and that's a poppy seed bun mm-hmm. with a Vienna Beef hot dog, mustard, bright green relish, tomato, pickle, sports pepper, and celery salt. The nickname for it is Drag It Through the Garden. So I sent my dad all the way to Chicago to go check out Vienna Beef.
Mm-hmm.
He actually came back with a certificate from the Hot Dog University of Vienna Beef saying we are certified to have Vienna Beef at our place.
Wonderful. You said your dad's from North Carolina?
Yeah, North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki. Yeah. I lived there 1 year myself. I lived in Greenville.
Greenville, yeah. I grew up in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Golf capital of the East Coast.
Yes. Okay. Duffy, could you hold for 1 second?
Yep.
During the show, we receive emails, and we answer them on the air. And Pamela, did you want to do the emails now? Or are we going to do the spinning wheel shout out?
We could do an email if you want.
Okay.
Whichever, yeah.
Let's try an email from a customer and see what they had to say.
Okay. I have one email here. It says, can an LLC stop lawsuits against myself?
Well, I don't give out advice. I only give my opinion. My opinion is that no, it won't. It's a shield and it can deflect. But if they have a good lawyer, there's ways around it. Bank accounts can be connected from personal to business, especially if you just had a hamburger and coffee at some place. So you need to get an attorney's advice on this. I do recommend an LLC. But if you think that that shields you from all lawsuits, I don't think you'll find that to be the case. Did you want to do one more email?
Do we have time for one more email?
No, actually, we're going to. Yes, we got one time. Time for one more email.
Okay. How can I learn more about branding?
Well, branding is really creative. I know, Pamela, you did a show on branding. Anyone can go to my website, 3 W's and a dot, markthespark.org, and click on the logo with the pineapple that says I can help. I think that is that the one with branding, or was that another one?
Island Girl.
Island Girl, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that had the branding in it, right. Okay, and I guess that will do it for our emails today. Or you actually had one more? Go ahead, real quick.
Okay. What credit score does a bank need for a loan?
Well, generally, it's going to run you right around 650. You're going to need at least a 650, if not a tad bit higher. 670 to 740 is good. 740 to 800 is very good, and over 800 is excellent. So you're going to want to come in at least 650 to 700 on your credit scores. And we'll also have that on our website, too, on that. So right now we take a short halftime break. I get a little drink of water, and we'll be right back with Duffy's Dogs, and we'll talk to Duff more about his business right after this break.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here, and J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to JDogNorthSanDiego.com or Google JDog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show with Mark the Spark, your host, and Pamela, the co-host. If you're just joining us late, I have to say, bad, bad, bad. You know you hurt my feelings. We come on now at 10:30 a.m. KCBQ, The Answer San Diego, I Can Help Show with Mark the Spark and Pamela. In the studio is Duff's Dogs, and we're talking to Duff. He's got some very interesting stories, and I know I've eaten at his place several times, and it is wonderful. I would recommend it to anyone. Duffy, you were talking about your mini hot dogs and also the toppings. You have a lot of toppings. Would you like to just elaborate a little bit on the different toppings that you have for your hot dogs?
Well, we have about 25 different toppings you can put on a hot dog. It all depends on what your flavor is.
Wow, 25.
So we got like three different types of relish. You got a Chicago relish, that's that neon green relish. You got your normal sweet relish that you would always get that you grew up with. We have a jalapeno relish. We call it the devil relish.
Oh.
And that's made out of cherry peppers, jalapenos, and vinegar. So we make that in-house.
Wow.
And that goes on a lot of, that goes on probably about three or four different of our hot dogs that we have. And then you got your onions, you got your kraut, you got your jalapenos, you have cheese, pickles, pickle spears, corn salsa. We make homemade corn salsa jalapeno relish that goes on our Slam Diego dog for all the Padre fans out there. We created a dog for.
Wow.
And then you got guac, you got avocado, bacon. Bacon's a big thing. Everybody loves a lot of bacon on their hot dogs.
And chili.
And chili. We got chili cheese, chili. The chili comes in from Chicago, too, so it's a Vienna beef chili. We bring that in.
Well, you really do it right.
So, but we, like I said, a lot of people come live from Chicago, come here, and they say that it's like being back home when they sit down in our place. And where we're located in Carmel Mountain, between two mountains. So when the wind's blowing, you can feel like you're in the windy city also.
Wow.
Without the cold weather, you know.
Much better.
Chicago has two different seasons, hot or cold, nothing in between. So it's pretty good. So, I mean, it's a lot we can put on. And we have pastrami that we put on hot dogs, too, and stuff like that, and pastrami grilled cheese and stuff. So,
I saw the pastrami grilled cheese one.
So it's a variety. We do carry the old school. Like, if you grew up with just a classic mustard, onions, and relish dog, or just a mustard dog with onions, or you just want mustard and relish. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can create hot dogs, and we pretty much are there to order, so everything's made right in front of you.
It is.
So it makes everybody happy. They can see everything, and we got two special type of steamers that actually steam the buns. It makes the buns very moist and soft, and that's like a hidden gem for us. And
it is, and I'll tell you, I noticed it right off.
Oh, yeah.
When I ate those hot dogs, the bun was just perfect. It was steamed perfect, so investing in that machine is...
And like you said, hard knocks, you're trying to figure out how to do something.
Yes.
And when you're... The worst thing in the world is have a hot dog bun that has condensation, drips back down, and it makes the hot dog bun wet. You're not eating in a hot dog contest, so you're not trying to go for that effect. So we had to come up with an idea and test things and try things, and this Immergrow steamers that we use actually works out great because it steams everything back up. It never constitutes back to liquid form, so it stays vapor.
It does. It is wonderful. I noticed it right off. I'd like to ask you about your lobster rolls. And you have, what is it, basically four
different lobster rolls. Your two basic lobster rolls that everybody knows across the spectrum is going to be a New England lobster roll, and that's a lobster that's claw and knuckle meat we bring in from New England, and the roll comes from New England too. Basically, it's a hot dog bun, but it's just shaved down both sides so you can toast the bun.
Right.
So it's all claw and knuckle meat. We do about 3.5 ounces of that. And it's a mayo. It's an aioli mix. What it is, it's got lemon juice, celery, and celery salt in it. And you just take a squirt of that. We make it to order, so it's a lot fresher than just pre-put it in a container.
Wonderful.
So you do that, and that's your New England lobster roll. So if you went to New England, you'd get that with butter and a lemon on it. And then you have your Connecticut lobster roll, where it's the same thing as a toasted bun. But the lobster, since we have these great steamers, we can put that lobster in a steamer and steam it up nice and hot like you would get a hot lobster roll. And all that is just so we sprinkle a little bit of celery salt on that, give
and
you lemon
butter.
And butter, liquid gold. So those are two basic lobster rolls. since we are a part of Del Mar Racetrack and Premier Food, last year was our first real year being there, and they had the Breeders' Cup. Mm-hmm. So we had to come up with something for the Breeders' Cup because that's the World Series of horse racing.
I see.
So what we did is that we created two new lobster rolls. We did it's called a 17 hands, and the 17 hands comes from the length of a horse. That's how tall a horse is. It's based on hands. Oh. So we call it 17 hands because we're at the racetrack. And then we created another lobster roll called an SD lobster roll, mm-hmm. and that's for San Diego. So the 17 hands is a garlic aioli made the exact same way as in New England, but the aioli is a garlic aioli. So if you really like garlic, you get it with a lobster, and it turned out to be a great hit. I mean, it was a big hit there at the track.
A lot of people like garlic.
And they like that lobster roll. And then we came up with something really cool because of San Diego. We did a Chipotle aioli with avocado in it because everybody loves San Diego and thinks of avocado and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we created those two lobster rolls for the track. I didn't even have them at our store yet. Mm. So the really cool thing is that we got such great feedback to having those lobster rolls at the track. We brought it to our stand.
Mm-hmm.
And now people come in, they'll ask for their 17 hands or ask for an SD lobster roll. But still at the store, the most popular is going to be the New England because that's what people mostly know. And when you're buying lobster, you're usually going to stick to something that you really like because it's not exactly the cheapest thing to buy. But when people do try the garlic aioli or the SD, they tend to come back. They go, hey, great idea. I didn't think this would go great with lobster. And neither did I, to tell you the truth. But like you said, if you're being a small business, you're always trying to do that next level thing that you can get people to notice you and be that standout.
You don't want to go stale.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm from New England, so I know everything that you're talking about. And I'd also like to point out that the New England hot dog roll is cut on top.
Right.
And a lot of other rolls are cut on the side. So in New England, you put your hot dog or lobster on top.
Yep.
And also, your gold butter.
Yep.
That's clarified butter.
Yeah, that's right. Expensive butter. Yep.
It's expensive butter. Clarified butter is basically when you heat the butter, the fat rises to the top, and then they skim off the fat. So you have nothing but clear, beautiful, as we say in New England, butter.
Yep, and it's rich. Rich flavor.
It sure is. So you have two locations.
Yes, we're at Calmer Mountain, and we've been there for 10 years. That's where we first started off at. And then, like I said, during COVID, Premier Food, Del Mar Racetrack came and asked us, would we mind stepping in there and bringing a local business into the track just to get more people at the track.
Right.
And we jumped on it because that's a great opportunity for me where I didn't have to do a brick and mortar stuff.
Yes.
And Premier Food there at Del Mar, very supportive of small business like mine and stuff. And, you know, been helping out dramatically with me growing inside there. So we're physically built out inside there now and wrapped. And when you go through General Mission, we're out on the west side of the track and stuff. And we're going to be there for next year. So we've done a pretty good job there. People really like us.
Wonderful, Duffy. I was going to ask you, you mentioned how the Del Mar Racetrack is not a brick and mortar. And for a lot of small businesses, when you get into a brick and mortar, a lot happens, such as employee wages, workers' comp, state, federal tax, payroll, liability insurance, and I can keep going on. Can you tell us a little bit, like, how do you handle employee wages, which seem to constantly be going up in the state of California? I know it must be kind of hard.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. You have to, because then you have to, when it was just me and family running the thing, you didn't really have to think about the whole pay and payroll. You paid your kids that work for you and stuff like that, but you didn't have to worry about the tax or matching the tax and or workman's comp or anything like that. So when we stepped up and we could actually do that and go 100% to Del Mar, that's where you had to show payroll and you had to show all this stuff to be 100% legit in case somebody got hurt on their property. You're covered and I'm covered and stuff.
Right.
So that was really hard. And then you have to look at your pricing, make sure you raise your prices and stuff to complement that, even if it's 10 cents more. But on a bigger scale, if you raise something 10 cents in a month, I mean, that turns into hundreds of dollars.
Especially over the course of a year.
So you have to factor that in. And then trying to find a good workman's comp thing, because basically workman's comp is that you pay on every $100 your employee makes. So for me, I do about I have to pay $5 for every $100 my employee makes. And that might not seem a lot, but when you get six or seven people working for you and they start during the summertime, we're really busy. And each person's doing 40 hours a week. And like you said, times a month, times 12, that adds up.
It sure does.
So it's just a lot of, you know, math or, you know, paying attention to your customers and paying attention to my employees and make sure I've got the right employees working for me that like to work for me. What we do is that we start off, because minimum wage was lower, I started my guys off at $15 an hour. But on average, they make about $27 an hour based on tips and everything else. Because just like in our industry, in the food industry, if you're waiting tables and doing stuff, you get that.
Right. Yes. I know it's good to have employees that like their job. Of course, they stay and they generally have a better attitude. I'm sure it's kind of an ongoing process to retain help, keep help. And it's also with California constantly raising the wage on even people that are just getting started in the food business.
Oh, yeah. It's really difficult.
Duff, how can people reach you? Website, location?
Yeah, we're at dustdogs.com. You can check us out there. We use Pop Menu, so you can actually see our hot dogs that we make. We got pictures of everything we make there, so you can see our whole menu. That works out great. Mm-hmm. Or you can come down to Carmel Mountain. We're at the Home Depot there. Mm-hmm. Or if you're next year going to the track, we're built in there. Track season just ended this past Sunday for the fall season. But we also do a lot of catering. We do about 15 to 20 catering events a month. We have a New York-style hot dog cart. Mm-hmm. So we're always, that thing's always on the go. We're getting ready. Another one's getting ready to be built first of this year. So, I mean, come on down and stuff like that to see us. And if you're listening to the radio station and stuff like that, and you want to stop by and you say, I heard you on Mark, the Spark and entrepreneurship that he does here, stop in and we'll give you a free hot dog. How about that for make Mark, and we can see how many people actually listen. We'll let him know. Like, all right, we've got five people came in today and said they like Mark.
Excellent. I'm going to send Pam down for my free hot dogs.
Yeah, because in our business, you know, Duff's Dogs, it's all about the wiener. So we're always pushing it.
All right. So there's your call to action. Go down and see Duffy, Duff's Dogs. I guarantee you'll like it from Mark the Spark. And if you just want to hold on in the studio, Duffy, we have a few things on conclusion.
All right,
like
no problem. Thank you
by.
Very much for having us. We appreciate it. We appreciate every bit of help we can get in this business.
You can count on me.
Oh, thank you.
You can count on me.
Thank you, Pam and Nap. Thank Pam. She's the one that told me, you got to do this. You got to do this. I said, all right, I'll do it.
I thank
we
Pam.
We gotcha.
I thank Pam so much. She's a lifesaver. Okay, so I would like to mention that on the show we have a radio giveaway the first Saturday of the month. You can go to my website, markthespark.org. Please remember it's .org. We are an educational platform, and we are changing over to a nonprofit. The radio goes for $100 on Amazon. All you have to do is send in an email, info@markthespark.org, and you could be entered into the drawing for the free radio giveaway. Also, Pamela, we do the spinning wheel for a free shout-out to a past sponsor. Every sponsor gets put on the wheel. Could you spin the wheel and tell us who the winning sponsor is?
There it goes, round and round.
I'm turning you into Vanna White.
Okay, we have Freedom Bell.
Freedom Bell. Mm-hmm. That's Benjamin and Helen. They also have Art World. It's on Broadway Ave in El Cajon. This is a bell that he's made. He has a machine that actually makes the bell, and it's got the presidents on it, and he plans on selling the bell. You can go to my website, and you can click on to the Freedom Bell, Art World, and Ben also does a golf club, so... free shout out to the Freedom Bell, and thank you for being a past sponsor. Also, I give a quick shout out on what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin's running around 16.5 to 7K. Today it came in at 16.8 thousand. I would like to mention we now have a lender's board on our website. These are banks that specialize in small business. Go to my website, markthespark.org. You'll see Banner Bank, Harvest, CDC Finance, Accessity, and many more. We are also starting with a credit board to help you with your credit. On the board right now is credit.org and Credit Ninja, and this is being built. This is a work in progress. And please go to my website again for the lenders board and the credit board. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. You're tuning in on KCBQ, The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, but I bet you knew that, 96.1 in the North County. And we're on now Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11, every Saturday morning with a new entrepreneurial story and a small business sponsor. I'd like to invite you to stay tuned for Kim and Robin with Take Your Power Back Show. And I'm Mark the Spark with your co-host Pamela, saying thank you for tuning in. It means so much to me. Thank you.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.